This podcast was produced at Red Hat and is distributed under a Creative Commons license. We hope you enjoy this presentation and share it with others.
Okay, this is Greg from Red Hat Magazine, and we're talking today with Brad from Brad Sucks, which is a band. Well, Brad, you tell me about your band, because is it a band or is it you, or what is it exactly?
Well, it's pretty much just me. I have a live band that I'm working with right now for the live stuff, but I've pretty much been doing it on my own for 3 or 4 years now. So
the interesting thing about you, well, the most interesting thing from my perspective, aside from the music being, you know, pretty good, is that it's open music, and you have source files available and all that stuff. Tell me about that a little bit.
Well, when I first started doing doing the music on the internet, which was around 2001 or something, I thought it would be cool to be able to remix, you know, be able to give people the source and let people remix, but didn't really catch on at first, and it's been kind of growing in popularity as more people get into home recording, and so it's been kind of big lately.
All right, what kind of tools do you use?
Use Cubase SX. That's probably the one I spend the most of my time in.
Right. Do most of the people remixing your stuff also use the same tools, or can they use whatever
I put it out in WAVE and also MP3 formats, so so people can. I don't actually give them like a project or anything. They just get the raw files, so they can mess around with them and whatever.
Just so, what do they get the raw files that are basically in each track, or?
Yeah. Well, you get like a mixed down vocal track, and then you get the drums and the guitars and everything separate.
So how do people get your stuff? I mean, do they know it's there? Do you do any, you know, advertising to tell them to come on? Or how do people get to you, I guess, is the question I'm asking.
That's a tough one. I mean, it's a lot of people spreading the music for me. I mean, I've been heavy into all the peer-to-peer stuff and making the music available, big advocate in you know, actually putting your tracks online rather than having like a media section with some 30-second clips or some stuff like that, which I'm not a big fan of.
Right.
So since Napster, I've thought that, well, the entire challenge of being a musician right now is just to get these little files as many people's hands as you possibly can. So I put it out there, and then hopefully people talk about it and blog about it, and they seem to show up.
So what's your relationship with Magnatune?
I'm an artist on Magnatune. I think I've signed with them around 2003, and pretty much they list my album there, and it seems to do all right.
Where all is your album listed?
It's in Magnatune, and then through a partnership, or, you know, partnership, the little agreement with CD Baby. It's in iTunes and Rhapsody and basically every little digital distribution.
So one of the big questions that I'm sure a lot of aspiring musicians are going to ask is, are you making any money?
A bit, but nothing to really write home about other than to ask for money. You know, it's more than break even, but it's still pretty much a labor of love at this point.
Right. Do you expect that ever to change?
I try not to expect anything. I'm hopeful that it will change. I mean, I put a lot of work into it, and also just technology is changing so fast, and all these different methods for selling your stuff are you know, finally coming to fruition. So it'll be really interesting to see. I'm hopeful that there's something there, but I try not to think about it too much, or I get all sad.
So let's talk specifically about rights. How are your tracks? Are they licensed in any particular way, or are you pretty much putting them out there just to get your name out? Are there any particular licenses associated with the music?
Well, when I started putting my music online, I basically said, "Here you go, just take them, do whatever." you know, this was before Creative Commons,
right?
Before
public domain, essentially.
Yeah, as best you can specify that. It seems to be kind of hard to actually declare things public domain because you're given a copyright by default.
Right.
So, but I basically said, you know, go ahead, it's good for me. Like, if you do stuff with this, you know, I'm nobody, I got nothing, so go ahead, move this music around, make something out of it, whatever. It's all good for me. And I'm definitely happy with it and will not, you know, even make the threat of suing you.
Mm-hmm.
And then through my deal with Magnatune, I needed to, in order to join with them, I had to license it under a Creative Commons license, which is, I don't remember which one it was, but it's
mm-hmm.
one of their sort of restrictive ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really declare it anywhere else on the site. I just sort of, I don't really quite embrace the whole super licensing everything and worrying about, I don't know, declaring the legal implications on every song I do or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of is a drag.
Yeah. Basically, you'd rather not have to think about that ever.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah.
Space cadet artist type.
So has anyone come to talk to you about your music, you know, professional types, people who might want to use it or license it for some other purpose?
Yeah, it's been licensed by a whole bunch of different places. Some of that's through through Magnatune, and some
mm-hmm.
is just direct. Had it licensed for a show on VH1, which was probably the biggest one.
Nice.
And
so was that directly to you or through Magnatune?
That one was directly to me.
So how'd that happen? Who
they just emailed me out of the blue and were like, we want to use your song in an episode. Can we do it? And I'm like, yeah, sure as hell you can do it. And then they're like, oh, and we're going to pay you too. And I was like, oh my God, really? Okay, sweet. How do we hook this up? And they're like, just sign this little contract. And they faxed me like a one-page agreement saying, you know, I allow them to use my song.
Right.
Sent me a check. That's that. It was all pretty simple.
So I don't guess you have a lawyer or anything?
No.
I suppose that whole stuff gives you the creeps even to think about it.
I think about it occasionally when, you know, when these contracts come up. But it's mostly, I mean, the ones for VH1, you know, owned by MTV, they're pretty simple and straightforward. There's nothing. It's really a lot of the more amateur stuff that I get where they okay, we want to use your thing in this, you know, little thing that's not going to make any money, and here's a 40-page contract for you to look through that we spent the last year working on. Like, God. I might need a lawyer for that, but the MTV one's pretty clear about what I'm entitled to and what I'm not.
Maybe there's a lesson there.
Yeah, perhaps.
So what now? I guess, so you put out, I guess, I Don't Know What I'm Doing is the title of the album, right?
Right, yeah.
And that was released, what, 2003?
Yeah.
So what now? Are you doing anything in particular with that? Are you working on new stuff? Are you going to follow the same path in the future? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm working on a whole bunch of demos for the next album.
Uh-huh.
I've been posting a few of those in my forums and on my website.
Mm-hmm.
And just sort of, you know, lazily moving forward. I spent a fair amount of time on the last album trying to, like, I put it out, and then there was mild reaction, nothing really major happened, and then gradually it seemed to build steam, so I spent more time trying to get everything I could out of that to promote it, and then wound up actually pressing it from the money I had made off of giving it away for free.
Uh-huh.
And
wait, say that sentence again.
I
the money you made by giving it away for free?
Yeah,
we got to figure out how to use that.
Yeah, there's
yeah, cuz we seem to have built a whole, you know, multi-million dollar company around that idea.
Yeah, I keep thinking I mean it all makes sense when I do it, but when you look back on it seems a little berserk just the way that I have gone about doing all this stuff, like,
uh-huh.
You know, you put your music out there and give it away, and then you make money and something, and it's just sort of weird. And also, you know, I gave it away, and then I pressed it up, and it was like a 2-year-old record when I actually made the actual manufactured version. So it's all sort of strange.
Yeah.
And the next thing, I'm working on songs. That's about it. I've a whole bunch of people are talking to me about various ideas and plans for distribution and stuff for the next thing, but mm-hmm. Those all have a tendency to fall through, and so pretty much just doing the flighty, working on the next thing and hoping people pay attention to it when I eventually put it out.
Yeah. Do you have a day job?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I just do like web programming and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Basically just a whole bunch of miscellaneous nerd junk.
Uh-huh. What platform do you use for your web development?
Use Red Hat, actually.
Yes!
And,
that's the right answer. Bravo! Well done. Outstanding.
Yeah.
So you an Emacs or a VI guy?
I guess I'm a VI guy.
You hear that, you Emacs bigots? All right. Well, that's... All right, I've had my fun. Do you have a lot of people basically hassling you about when your new stuff is coming out?
I have people asking, but it comes and goes. I mean, there's people wondering, but a lot of people, I still feel like a lot of people are just discovering my stuff now. Like, there's been a whole bunch more remixes going around and a lot of video things going around. So really, more often than not, people are just discovering me for the first time still, even though the record is, like, you know, 3 years old.
Right. So let's talk some about those remixes. How's that been going? I mean, are there any that you think are just awesome? Are there, you know, some
yeah,
that
actually,
you hate? Or
I actually put together a compilation called I Don't Know What I'm Doing Remixed, which was a collection of like 18 of my favorite remixes it's available for a free download on my website.
Right.
And
are you selling that as well?
Yeah, you can get a burned CDR copy of it for like $5, shipping included.
Mm-hmm. So here's a key question.
Yeah.
The people who put together those remixes, do they see a piece of that?
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
I mean, after the CD, the envelope, the whatever, I think there's about 40 cents a profit in the $5 CD business.
Uh-huh.
So, and I would rather die than have to do the accounting for that.
Uh-huh.
Let's just, you know, divide up my $10 at the end of every month and then mail off checks or something.
Uh-huh. You think that people are going to hassle you about for getting their 40 cents of the action? $2.20 total or whatever it is?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'll offer to buy them beers if they want. you know, I mean, that's one of the things with doing these collaborative things and then actually trying to make money off of it. There's a huge amount of just hassle that a one-person, you know, a one-person unit just can't really deal with all the, at least me anyways, I can't deal with managing all that stuff.
Are you actively collaborating with any of these folks? I mean, is it the kind of thing where you put it out in the ether and you just wait for things to come back? Or have you talked with any of these folks and said, you know, that's cool, have you thought of this? Or is there any of that going on?
There's a tiny bit, but definitely not the majority. I mean, most of it is it just shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when it had first started, when I was releasing all the source, I was trying to collaborate with people. Like, I had a forum set up and was trying to go back and forth with a few people, but it sort of fizzled out. So, and
right.
It was just sort of not necessarily going anywhere great. So it's sort of more interesting to see people do something original based off of my stuff.
Mm-hmm. So how many remixes total have you seen?
I think there's something like 100 to 200 listed on my website, and then there's been just a ton more that, I mean, I had to eventually give up. I used to list them all by hand.
Uh-huh.
And so people would send them to me, and then I'd host them on my website, and then I'd post them in a list, and then that just got too overwhelming. So now I use ccmixter.org,
right,
which is a remix community.
Mm-hmm.
And
how active are you with them?
Not too active. I mean, I upload my stuff there, and I visit it occasionally, but I don't really have a lot of time to hang out in too many forums and stuff.
So how much time a week do you put into your music?
Does that count? all the various time just.
Well, you tell me. I mean, what you know, after you get home from your, you know, your day job and you do laundry
actually,
or drink beers or whatever.
So it's all intermingled, you know. You spend a little time actually working, you spend a little time researching guitar tones, you spend a little time, you know. I don't know, I'd probably say if you, you know, 3 or 4 hours a day probably.
So how much of your stuff, I guess a lot of what you do is it just, you know, finding good MIDI stuff, is it finding good loops, is it, do you have a bunch of instruments, or do you use real instruments, do you use mostly software instruments, do you use, you know, synth devices, or?
Mostly real instruments. Mm-hmm. I play guitar and use a lot of acoustic and electric guitar, and the drums are usually fake, and some other synth stuff, but pretty much everything starts as a guitar song. There's a few that didn't, but a lot of them do. And the live band is more of a full rock thing.
Do you play your same material? Do you play other material, or what do you play when you play out?
It's all the Brad Suck stuff. And like,
how's the sound live? What's it? Is it real different? Do you have a recording of any of the live stuff?
Yeah, there's a couple that I just posted to my my website from just from a practice the other day.
Right.
And it's a rockier sound. It's more of, I mean, it's two guitars, a bassist, and a live drummer. So it sounds a fair amount different. It sounds more like a rock band.
Yeah.
Whereas, well, I don't even know how I'd describe the actual album sound.
Well, the actual album sound has been compared many times to Beck, is what I keep saying every time I see someone. So you're the open source Beck. How do you like that?
That's wonderful. I love it.
So who are your actual influences?
I get asked this occasionally, and I can't really tell. I mean, probably everything I listened to when I was a kid, you know, Rolling Stones, Beatles, all that sort of stuff. When I was a teenager, I was more into more aggressive stuff like Ministry and My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult, industrial type of stuff. But, you know, my music really sounds nothing like that, I'd say. So,
yeah.
Like, Nine Inch Nails was a pretty big influence as a teenager. He was doing a lot of the one-man band type of thing and pulling it off pretty well. So that was a pretty big influence.
The second time around, are you going to do the exact same thing, or are you going to do things differently?
It'll probably be a bit different. I'm not really good for the strategic thinking it out. I mean, there's certainly things that I've learned this time around that that will probably inform a lot of my decisions. And I'll probably be more explicit with licenses, just because, I mean, again, when I started, they just weren't around, the Creative Commons stuff. But I'll probably make an attempt to be more specific with that rather than leaving it open, because I do get asked that a lot. And I just sort of being more solid about it would be nice.
Right.
I occasionally worry about the when I started out, I wasn't worried about the publishing aspect at all. I mean, I had nothing to lose. It's no big deal at all. But right now I'm sort of in the area where I'm not making that much money, and it's a hell of a lot of work. So it would be kind of weird to, like, have, you know, somebody else make a whole bunch of money off of one of my songs. However, you know, it would still be decent for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I would still benefit from it. But, you know, there's definitely a bit of, you know, worried about the lottery type of thing.
Yeah. Well, your name is certainly out there, and that's obviously a big part of the game.
Yeah.
So have you Google whacked yourself? How many times does Brad Suck show up on Google?
I don't really know. I mean, I used to check when I was starting out, because I was real motivated for that, and now I kind of just don't want to see what people are saying about me.
Is that right? Just
tired it just gets of a little freaky.
Tired of all the acclaim, or?
Well, it goes either way.
Yeah.
You know, you never know what you'll discover. It's just kind of a road trip into Insanityville.
Has anyone sent you any really Like, what's the weirdest, like, have you received a piece of fan mail that truly disturbed you, or hate mail, or anything like that?
There are ones that, it's the teenagers, mostly on MySpace, that tell me my song kept them from killing themselves.
Oh.
Those are a little heavy. I mean.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you don't want to own that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a weird, it's like, oh, that's very flattering, maybe? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Should I call the cops? Jesus Christ. Don't lay this on me, man. I got my own problem.
Well, at least now it's
like,
kids.
What do you say to that? Oh, excellent.
Well, at least it's not, you know. It's kids telling you they didn't kill themselves as opposed to parents telling you they did, you know.
Yeah, I suppose.
So I guess it could be worse.
Yeah, I got the reverse Sabbath thing going on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to hear that people, you know, are getting something out of the music, but it's definitely a little awkward to, like, have to personally reply to. I don't reply to those ones because I just don't know what to say.
Yeah,
like,
no
awkward.
Response is probably best, yeah. Well, have you, like, received more than one of these?
Oh, yeah, I've received a decent number of them, actually. Enough that it's a little freaky.
Oh, you know, I guess there's a lot of trouble kids on MySpace.
Yeah, it does seem to be a breeding ground for them. And who knows, like, you know, could just be people goofing off or something. But
yeah.
I know when I was 16, it, you know, I'd tell somebody that I was going to kill myself at the drop of a hat. It was no big deal. That's the beauty of the hormones.
Yeah. Maybe you need to come up with a form letter.
Yeah.
So your site, it's bradsucks.net?
Right.
Yeah. The .net is very important there, I've discovered.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, because the .com, not so much. Really don't want to go there.
Yeah.
The podcast you have just heard is distributed under version 2.5 of the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works Creative Commons license. For more on this license, see creativecommons.org. For more podcasts and further information on Red Hat, visit redhat.com. Thanks for listening.